FM Rewind, File 88.1.
Well, we're talking about unemployment, and we're also going to talk about bullying in the workplace. And sometimes when young people have no hope of getting any job or any employment, the best way to deal with it is through entrepreneurship. So in other words, Bridget Mthethwa was advising us on how to deal with unemployment by becoming an entrepreneur, starting with doing small things. Now, tonight we're bringing you a conversation that goes beyond just numbers. As I mentioned, that it is a conversation about unemployment, mental health, and the silent toll it takes on South Africans. I mean, unemployment in South Africa is at, I mean, a staggering 46%. But it's not just a statistic. It's the realities of millions of young people behind these figures. They are young graduates who are unable to find jobs, parents trying to provide, and professionals starting over, especially after losing everything. And we want to speak about the invisible weight and often that often comes with unemployment, which leads to depression, anxiety, anger, and even substance abuse. I mean, conditions do worsen by hopelessness and societal pressures, especially resulting from unemployment. Well, we are joined by someone whose story threads through many of these experiences. I mean, his journey includes being unemployed, starting and running a successful business, and now leading a national capacity. I mean, all while being a husband, while as a father, he managed to juggle all these things all at once. I'm talking about Khanyisile Ngoyi, who is a PhD candidate in soil science at the Free State, with research focusing on sustainable soil management for agriculture. He is joining us on the line. Good evening, Khanyisile. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Tato. Good evening to your listeners as well. And thank you so much for having me.
Now, Khanyisile, I mean, many young people feel the pressure to be successful early. I want to start by, finding out on how you dealt with, challenges of being unemployed. How did you deal with it?
Okay, thank you so much, Tato. And I think for me, I went through that part of feeling the pressure of wanting to be successful at a very young age. But how I have dealt with that is that to realize the fact that not all of us, we are going to get to the same destination at the same time. We can be, some of our friends can get employed at a very young age, they graduate, and then right after that, they go to employment. But on my case, it was a different story altogether. Graduated, didn't find employment, but then one of the coping mechanisms is that I have established a business as a backup, so that even if when I go back at home, I sit there, not sit and do nothing, but sit and work with the business that I have established. I think those were part of the coping mechanism on that regard when it comes to unemployment, maybe at a very young age after you have graduated.
I mean, there's a growing awareness about how unemployment affects men's mental health. And there are so many young people who are living within the pressures of feeling like they have to provide because they are men. They have to make sure that they stand up and, show financially that they are capable. What would you like to say to them?
That reality, it's one of the things that we cannot run away from. I believe that we as men and women, we have these roles that are designated to us to play, more especially in a family setting. And one of that, of course, there are different views when it comes to that, but one of that as a man, you have to have that capacity of being able to provide for your family. Right. And but not only you as a provider, but you need to have that capacity as well. And one of the things that helped me to deal with that, it is to understand the fact that as a young person who is having a family, I need to be able to provide. But my work as a man, as a husband, it is not only limited to me as a provider, you see. So at that time when I was not employed, although it was mentally straining and challenging, but it did not diminish the value that I have for myself, because I know we are much more worth than that. We are leaders in the family. We are the protectors in the family, not only just to provide, so that when that time comes when we cannot provide, we do not feel less of a man. So I think that understanding, the broad understanding of what a man is and what a husband is, it helped me to cope better with those challenging times.
So many young people have a fear to fail. Sometimes when they start sitting projects, they think of, what if I fail? What if I fail? What if I don't make it? How did you handle the fear of failure?
That was one of the things that crept into me, the fear of failure. And one of the things that helped me really to deal with that is number one, to understand that I am a human being and I have limitations. One of the limitations that I have, we have limited knowledge. We do not know everything. We have limited capacity. We do not have the strength nor ability to do everything. For because of that, then it is inevitable that we cannot then avoid not to fail, right? So I understood that failure will come one way or another. Then the way that I have dealt with that fear of failure, it is to trust in God, that in my lowest point, then God will be able to pull me through. That is the first one. The first way in which I dealt with fear, it is to create multiple stream of business. For example, the core business was about the carpet cleaning and carpentry. That was the core. And then to add on top of that, because I was having this fear, what if this thing fails? Then I also started to plant, and then I was selling the spinach to spa. And then on top of that, I then started the issue of dog breeding, so that if one of those enterprises fail, at least there is another one that can be a backup. So I think those two coping mechanisms, to trust in God and then to have multiple streams of income, then it helped me to deal with the fear of failure, so that when failure comes, at least I have done my best.
I mean, I want us to also talk about the importance of resilience and emotional intelligence, because of in as much as we are struggling as within the nation as young people financially, there's also the importance that of resilience that we need to have and develop, because of today, when I was at work, there's a lady who knocked at my office, and she was looking for any form of employment. I remember she told us that she has a degree in BA. She was like, I have a degree in BA. I'm unemployed. Do you have any vacancies? And that goes down and boils down to the importance of resilience. How, as a young person who is unemployed, do I make sure that I become resilient?
Yeah, that is a very, very good question. And I think number one, also, I was speaking the context of agriculture. They would understand that there was a time where most of the farmers, they were committing suicide because that of the farming enterprises that they were not working out. So they would go to a bank, ask for a loan, and then they would be given millions. They go and plant, and then after that, the crops or the harvest does not come out the way that they were supposed to, or the way expecting. So one of the importance of resilience is that it actually gives you mental strength. And one of the ways in which we can deal with the resilience, or to prepare ourselves to be resilient when it comes to challenges, we have a program in our institution that is called the Nature of Thought. The nature of sport is designed specifically not only for our students, but all entrepreneurs, that whenever failure comes, they need to understand that this is just a learning curve. So whenever you fail, whenever challenges come, whenever difficulties come, we should not just throw in the towel, but we should understand that this is just a learning curve. And you know that at least we have one way of knowing not to make it, you see. So if we can look at circumstances, predicaments in that positive sense, that okay, I'm having difficulty now, I'm failing now, then we should take it in a positive way, that this is just a learning curve. At least you know one way of not making it, which means that it gives you other opportunities of that you can explore to make it. Therefore, you become resilient, you become stronger mentally, and you overcome.
You know, I remember back in varsity, one of my professors used to tell us about how we're going to be successful, especially after graduating. But, you know, there's life after graduating. You know, sometimes these professors, to be honest with you, they paint these perfect pictures in order to convince you that life after varsity is, you know, is smooth, you know. And I want us to talk about the support system that you suggest should be put in place to support the mental health of unemployed or self-employed, especially in making sure that students are prepared soon as they leave varsity, that, well, there are chances that you'd have to knock door to door.
Yeah, that is a very important question, and it is the reality that we're facing now. I'll give you one of the story of my friends that happened. I graduated in 2015 for our junior degree. And one of my closest friends from 2015 up until 2025, he has not found employment. And also on my side, from 2015 when I graduated, I only started to get internship in 2018. So what you are mentioning now is actually a reality of what is happening. So a system that can be put in place, it's number one, the exit plan. In varsities, they should be preparing students with two exit plans. What we are having now is actually one exit plan, that whenever a student graduates, after the day of graduation, the mindset, they said, no, I need to go and look for employment. So that is the highly emphasized way of exit. But if this second way of exit can be put in place while students, they are still enrolling in university, it doesn't matter what degree a student is pursuing, but if they can be prepared, let's say they are doing law or they are doing agriculture or engineering, let them be prepared with this second exit, that you should be prepared to go and start your own business. Maybe in terms of curriculum, if they can add one of the curriculum on how to start a business, entrepreneurial curriculum as well, so that when they graduate, they exit the university, they don't depend only on a CV, but they can also understand how they can go there and start their business. I feel like it's one of the things that are lacking, to be prepared on starting your own business. The second system that can be in place is the platform such as yours, where you take young professionals, and then they sit and they speak about how did they start the business, which door did they knock into. That can then equip the students to know where they can go and explore life should employment not come in the time in which they are expecting it to. I think those can be very, very much impactful, because I don't like this government mindset that no, government must provide grants and all those things. Yeah, it's the responsibility of the government, but I think that there is something that we can do, and also the varsity system that they can put in place to prepare students to be their own entrepreneurs.
Kanyisile, thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. Your core message to young people facing unemployment and mental strain. We have so many millions of young people who can't even provide certain things for themselves due to unemployment. What would you like to say briefly?
Number one, please don't give up. And number two, substance, I understand that the issue of we normally blame people, young people that they use alcohol, the drugs and all those things. But that is just a social symptom of an underlying problem. That people they are going through mental stress, mental disorders as well. So one of the things is that whenever you feel like there is mental health problems, go and seek for help. More especially men, we don't like to talk. But now it's the time, whenever you feel like you're struggling, go and seek for help. Don't wait or seek other ways or means to ease the pain. Go and seek for help. Talk to people so that you can be equipped and deal with things the right way. And if you have a business that you want to explore and want to start, the best way to start is when you want to start it so that you can go forward. And it might go out and it may boom. And also, lastly, look for funding opportunities. They are the departments like your social development that offer funding for young people that have businesses. You can explore that as well. Thank you so much.
Kanyisile, thank you so much once again for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. For those who'd like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can do it. I think the nice and professional platform, it's LinkedIn. Can you see Lengoyi? You can check me there on LinkedIn and then we can connect. We can take it from there.
All right. Once again, have a splendid evening and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tato. Thank you.
That was Kanyisile Lengoyi joining us on the line.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.